Absolutely humbling, fantastic, really, for my family, for me, of course. My mother is in her 80s at home. She couldn't come, but this is the first time I think I've done Antrim football that she's really, really proud of, you know. I think she always worried about me up to this point, and, you know, her reaction, which it was one, you know, that kind of sums it up for our whole family. You know, we're absolutely thrilled with this. It's unique. Don't think I deserve it at all. I think loads of people listened to what I was saying and did all the work. I felt I was only driving the bus, really, at times. All the hard work that was going in behind the scenes, whether it was, you know, the guys and girls at the foundation, whether it was the board, you know, whether it was Ellis Short, whether it was Drummaville, who you know, helped get this whole thing going in the first place on the ownership side. You know, I think on their behalf, I accept it in many ways, but I do feel, you know, lucky to have got it, you know, bearing in mind all that. But I want to wear it well and want to let everyone know that I'm also very proud of it. And I, you know, I don't want to be modest for the sake of being modest. I do truthfully, you know, want to wear this badge with honour.
You've got a 17-year association with the club. What was the special connection that started all to get to this point today?
Well, I came up, I was just telling some of the other guys there earlier on, I came up to Peter Reid. I drove up one morning. He'd got in touch with me. I was about to go off to Selangor and Kuala Lumpur to play football. Everybody had given up on me, and he came up, met me. We agreed, we shook hands straight away and said, OK, come and play. And I was worried about my knee, my left knee, and he said, don't worry, we're not even going to do a medical. We know you won't pass it. So it was great to get that confidence from Peter at the start. Then my way of repaying him was to get injured after five or six games on my other knee. So, you know, I was the most expensive signing. I missed the majority of the year, and we went down at the end of it. You know, it was a real tough time, and I came back too early. I got operations after operations, and I kept overdoing, trying to get back too soon. And it was looking very bad. I was about to quit. You know, PFA had sent my forms to quit, you know, and I was looking at what I was going to do with the small pension I'd built up. I had two young children, Aisling, who was 4 or 5 at the time, and Michael, who was born in Bishop Auckland and, you know, reared here, the two of them are reared here. It was a worrying time. And then I started putting my head down and working hard. Peter Reid was great to believe in me and keep me going. And it started to happen for me again. And the people really, I think they really, I suppose, appreciated that I was working my socks off, because that's the one thing up here in the Northeast. And I keep telling players when they come here first, if you work 10, 20% harder than you've ever worked in your life, they will forgive, you know, the downside. They just want to see that effort, and they want to see that jersey worn with pride. And that's what I believed in, and that's what got me back. Also, a lad called Kevin Phillips walked in the gates as well, so that was a big help in my time. And I got a great 5 or 6 years after. It was the most fantastic 5 or 6 years I'll ever have, you know. And then, of course, some time later, we put the group together to come up and try and get the club going again, which, you know, under Roy Keane, we had a great year too, and Steve Bruce then took it on. I suppose Ricky Sprague should get a mention, kept us up 1 year or two. And then when I left, after Martin had taken over, you know, I felt sure it was going to be in a real comfortable place for a long time to come. And strangely, that didn't happen. And, you know, and I watched the Di Canio regime rise and fall very quickly. I thought fair play to the Sunderland board for seeing it so early and not persevering. It was, you know, making a mistake is one thing, but exasperating it by turning a blind eye to it, you know, would have been even worse. And I think they did great to do that and to appoint Gus Poyet was inspirational. I know Ellis Short had mentioned him around the Martin O'Neill time as a possible, if Martin didn't take it. So I knew he was keeping his eye on him. I didn't know much about Gus, but from the outside looking in, I really like what he's doing. And I think fair play, Ellis Short. You know, people are quick to criticise chairman of football clubs, but I think he's got this one spot on. And as I say, I like what I see. I love the way, you know, Wes Brown performed yesterday and was inspiring, and letting the rest of them, you know, O'Shea, Saluska, whoever, Bardsley, they all got this wave of confidence and energy, and it gives great optimism, you know, and it's a great springboard for them now to go on and get out of trouble. If you know, it'd be an incredible achievement if they do it, but they've given themselves a real chance.